Nolte, Harris jumps to 28-point lead over Newsom in 2028 primary poll. By John Nolte on April 28, 2026. The latest Democrat primary polling of a potential 2028 matchup between former Vice President Kamala Harris and California Governor Gavin Newsom is all bad news for Newsom. Harvard-Harris polled 2,745 registered voters this month and found that 50% prefer Harris as the 2028 Democrat nominee for president. Meanwhile, only 22% chose Newsom. Also-rans include Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, 9%, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, 8%, and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, 6%. 5% chose someone else. You'll note that the obnoxious little Pete Buttigieg failed to make the list. Harris also dominates Newsom in all the demographic groups. White Democrats prefer her over Newsom by a 15-point margin, 41-26%. Same with black voters, 71-15%. Hispanics, 50-23%, and Asians, 50-12%. In the Real Clear Politics poll that averages all of the 2028 primary polls, Kamala's lead is not so vast. She earns an average of 28% support compared to Newsom's 18.7%. So it's closer, but a 9-point lead is still pretty significant. Equally useful is an apples-to-apples comparison of polls. In the previous Harvard-Harris poll taken a month earlier, Harris only led Newsom by 15 points, 41-26%. So, within this same poll, Newsom lost a net 13 points to Harris. He lost 4 points while she gained 9. Back in January, in this same poll, Newsom was only down 9 points to Harris, 39-30%, which shows a steady erosion of support for the failed governor of the no longer Golden State. So why is Newsom losing support? My guess is that Democrat primary voters, who desperately want to win back the White House in 2028, understand that Newsom's record in California is disastrous. By almost every metric, the state has worsened under his failed leadership, and that would kill him in a general election against the likely Republican nominee, Vice President J.D. Vance. But, why Kamala Harris, who has already lost one presidential election? Well, Kamala's strength is a sign of how weak the Democrat Party's bench is. Those over 50, like Harris and Newsom, do have the best chance of winning a general election, but only because those under 50, like Buttigieg and Ocasio-Cortez, have moved so far to the left that they are seen as unelectable. The most electable name on this list is Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, but he's Jewish in a political party that has openly embraced anti-Semitism and rabid Jew haters like Hassan Piker. Shapiro could give Vance a real run for his money in a general election, but a Jew-hating Democrat Party will never nominate a Jew. Naked bigotry, intolerance, and extremism led Democrats to a sorry situation where their best hope of winning the White House comes from the lady who already lost it.